Erevin Pergur Mishnechas, Ilan Shum Mesech Al Aretz, if you have a tree that's hovering over the ground, Im Einofo Gavo Min Aretz Shlosha Tvachim, if the branches are not higher than 3 tvachim off the ground, meaning they're less than 3 tvachim off the ground, metaltalin tachtav. So you're allowed to carry underneath within where the branches are. The branches function as a mechitza. Since it's less than 3 tvachim, so we have a concept of lavud, that we treat the branch as if it's connected to the ground and you have a mechitza. But, however, the Rav explains, there's a few things that you need here. One he explains is that you have to fill in the area with like bushes and leaves and things like that. Taisis Yantav learns, it seems, because it's very hard to understand, once you say Lavid, why would you have to fill up the area? That's what Taisis Yantav asks. You don't have to fill it up. That's what Lavid accomplishes. So what's the whole point? So I think the way he's learning is that you would fill up between the branches, because sometimes between the branches would have larger spaces. So you'd fill that up. But the Rav also uses a lashon that you would tie the branch down. So some girsas had the Rav saying that you tied it down to the ground, but he didn't understand that. First of all, how do you tie branches down to a ground? Unless you use pegs or something like that. But it could be that it just means that they would tie it together with the leaves or the things like that, or they tie it to the trunk. The main thing is that even though we say loved, the mechitza that we're saying loved from, it can't be something that moves around, that a ruach mitzuya would blow it and it would move too much, just like we have by sukkahs. So that's why you need some type of tying by the branches, that they should function as a mechitza, and as long as then they are less than 3 tefachim from the ground, then it would be okay. Now, what's the area that this is allowed to be used, that you can carry within that? So that's dafka beis sosayim, 70 by 70, 5,000 square amos. Only because this type of mechitza is only really there for the shade to do work in, but it's not like really a mechitza to enclose something. It's only there to pretend like the wind from destroying the grain or things like that, but not to like live in. But if it's there to live in, then it could be a much larger area that you can use these types of mechitzas for. Mishnah continues, Adelos shebemuksa v'chadokim shebepirtza u'machatzalos. Adelos shebemuksa, so outside in their sort of backyard, they had like this little area that they used to put things in, but they didn't always go in there. And therefore, they didn't have a regular door with a hinge that would open and close. They used to just have a door that they would leave in front of the opening. In the chadokim, it's explained almost like thorns, like almost like a barbed wire fence made out of thorns that was used to close off a pirtza. Chadokim shebe pirtza, that's as we know a pirtza, and machtzalos is like a reed mat. Ein orlin behen ela im kein gavon min haaretz. So all these cases, you can't use them to lock unless they're suspended from the air. The point is that since in this guy's backyard or these areas, they're not there all the time like a normal door would be made. So the case of the muktza, which is the backyard, you'd plug it up with, let's say, a door. And when you were opening it up, you'd leave the door, you'd move it and put it on the ground. And then when you were done, you'd plug it up and put the door directly in front of it, but not with a hinge. So this looked like boina. And therefore, Chazal said you can only do this if it's suspended, if it's hanging. If it's not hanging, you are not allowed to plug up the pirtza, you are not allowed to plug up this door. We had in Shabbos, all the Rishonim and Mefarshim ask, Pekak HaChalon. It did not need to be suspended in order for us to put it on and take it off on Shabbos, according to the way we hold. So why over here are we machmir that if it's not suspended, you are not allowed to plug these places up? So the answer is, Taisis Yantif, Tiferes Yisrael, and they bring the other Rishonim. The difference is that over there it was used every single day, or almost every day. It was consistently used. So therefore, it wouldn't seem like you're being bain. Everybody knew that you were just using it as a door. Mashenkin over here, since it was infrequently used, wasn't used all the time, and you would plug this place up once in a long time, it would be looked at like baina, and therefore it was usher unless it was suspended. If it was suspended, then it was obvious that it was not there for binyan, rather it was just used as like a door.